Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Kembali di Travel Talk, Bravo listeners. Pastinya malam hari ini kita masih ditemani dengan Aston Utan, coffeepreneur dalam tema coffee adventure around the world. Nah, around the world nih Aston. Which place or which country do you think, in your opinion, has the best coffee?
Right, so
maybe even coffee bean, or because coffee beans itu kan banyak yeah. tipenya.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, like our during the offline time, coffee nggak banyak orang tahu tuh kayak kopi di grownya di mana rasanya yeah. beda gitu, sort of like wine, right? Gitu. And a lot of the best and sweetest coffees that we've come across is in places with very high elevation.
Okay.
Gitu. Jadi above 1,500 meters above sea level. And my favorite coffees so far that I've tasted are from Panama.
Okay.
And in Panama, they grow this special varietal called a geisha. And that geisha is supposed to be thought to be the closest ancestor to the original coffee fruit, coffee bean, gitu. And from Panama, from what I haven't actually been there and visited, but from what I've read from books and talked to coffee professionals who've been there, like, it's the taste of the coffee, which is, you know, spectacular. It's fruity, floral, sweet. It's not a wonder that it's grown there. Karena tempatnya kayaknya bagus banget. It's like beautiful. You know, it's tropical. It's high up in the mountains where there's a microclimate. We have long warm days and then long cold cool nights, gitu, which helps the maturation of the coffee beans itself, gitu. So far those coffees have been just exceptional. Like think coffee but not think coffee but candy. Candy, tea, coffee. Yeah, it's very
that's
strange.
A very complex palette there.
It candy, is very complex. Coffee, yeah. Tea. So some of the I've had the privilege of tasting a lot of geishas, and some of the different tasting notes that come out of it are like definitely you have like florals, jasmines, honeysuckle aromas.
Wow.
You've got honeydew acidity, you've got honey sweetness, you've got citrus, bergamot, all these wonderful
comes out from this
from the coffee, this tropical sort of juice, you know, but with a body of a coffee. It's
now
exceptionally strange.
You make me want to drink coffee now. That's how good you are.
Yeah. It's really exceptional. It's phenomenal. It's not like the usual coffee that you know and taste like. It'll really change your mind about what coffee really is. So,
but we were talking about I want to ask now Indonesia, specifically Indonesia coffee. Where is, because you know you hear like this Aceh Gayo and there's like Robusta and the Sumatra, but for you where would you
that's a good question. Indonesia, in my opinion, too, it's still a very interesting case. If you ask me honestly, overall, secara keseluruhan, in the specialty coffee world, we are still a bit behind. Gitu. Not behind because our quality of our coffee is bad, but more so in our processes. Gitu. Jadi, intinya kayak maybe farmers and business people, coffee traders and business people overseas, they invest in tools, they invest in machinery, they invest in good practices to train to their farm, to their pickers and farmers on how to best harvest the coffee and best grow it. Gitu. Kalau kita di sini tuh masih agak behind in that it's still being run by your most humblest of farmers, which don't have much support from either other businessmen or the government. Therefore, the quality of the produce itself is not as maximum as other countries. Jadi, we take a lot of pride in working together with farmers and suppliers who are going that way.
Okay.
Gitu. Jadi, we tend to spend more money for these coffees, but they generally taste a lot better than what you have out there. Because obviously we taste a lot of coffee, right? And not many of them are up to our standards, to be honest. 기도. Jadi when we do find a good one, we usually just buy all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so far, the good ones that we had have been like really good. Different from different places, obviously. 하지만 the variety that's being shown out there and the different locations, right? Obviously, we have lots of producers in Sumatra, right? You have Jambi, Aceh, Mandaling, and then in Sulawesi, you have Toraja and all these sort of things. In Bali, you even have it. In Papua, you have it. In Java, you have it. So there's coffee from everywhere.
Yes.
I don't really have a favorite, to be honest, because I feel like masing-masing itu beda banget.
Yeah, gitu.
The terroir of each one of these islands itu, the coffee itu beda banget. So, like in Bali's coffee itu kayak jeruk banget.
Yes,
I don't know why. Tapi acidity-nya, asamnya itu jeruk banget and very asam. Gitu. Kalau Aceh itu lebih ke brown sugar, lebih ke apple, lebih ke rempah.
I like Mandailing.
Yeah, it's Mandailing has a nice body.
Yes.
Gitu. It's a very coffee, right? You know, with everything else being balanced. So, you've got a lot of great coffees coming out of West Java as well, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not very well known.
Yeah.
But there's a group over there that are coffee farmers that have really got it going called the Classic Beans. And they've been growing some really good West Java beans under very close supervision. That's a great thing about Indonesian coffee. Usually in Ethiopia or Kenya, you buy great coffees from there. Tapi taste profile-nya tuh mirip gitu. You buy from this farm, other farm, kayak mirip. Tapi in Indonesia tuh kayak benar-benar beda-beda. Jadi potensinya untuk masing-masing island untuk really cultivate their coffees and make it better tuh masih jauh, ceilingnya masih jauh.
Okay, Bravo listeners, kita akan break sebentar. Namun setelah yang satu ini kita akan masuk ke segmen terakhir di Travel Talk malam hari ini, Coffee Adventure Around the World bersama Aston Utan, Coffeepreneur.
There's more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.